What are you aiming for in your homeschool? Is there ever a nagging voice in the back of your mind telling you you're failing, that you're not going to succeed in this homeschool endeavor? Maybe it's time for us to redefine what homeschool success really is. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. Have you heard the statement in Christian homeschool circles that in education, our goal is heaven, not Harvard? I think it's a great thought to get us thinking about this idea. What is homeschool success? I raised this question last week when we were talking about homeschooling with chronic illness. Yes, you can homeschool successfully, even if you're struggling with a chronic illness, but you're going to have to redefine what a successful homeschool looks like. Actually, that's really an important question for all of us, regardless of whether you're struggling with an illness or not. What makes your homeschool successful? In the midst of daily homeschool life, it's easy to lose sight of what is truly important. We can easily become slaves to the task list, to the transcript, to the educational standards. If you're homeschooling with a chronic illness, you cannot meet all of these expectations. That's why homeschooling with chronic illness feels impossible. But even if you're not struggling with an all-consuming sickness, there will be a time when you fail with all of the tasks. Does that mean your homeschool is not succeeding? That's absolutely not true. Completing all of the tasks does not guarantee homeschool success. We need to redefine what homeschool success is and what that standard is that we're aiming for on a day-to-day basis. But there's really not a one-size-fits-all definition for homeschool success. All of our families are unique. All of us are aiming for different things. So instead of giving you a simple definition or a simple formula today for what will make your homeschool successful, I want to give you some questions to think about. These are great questions to ask yourself as you consider what will make your unique homeschool successful. First of all, try to remind yourself of where you started. Why did you start homeschooling? Why do you continue to homeschool? What was it that prompted you in the first place to take on the responsibility of your children's education? You didn't take this on to be a slave to the tasks. You didn't take it on to feel this weight and this burden and this pressure that you're never doing enough, that you're not doing it right. There was a very specific purpose in what you wanted to accomplish. It's probably not those tasks that are keeping you up in the middle of the night. So start by thinking, what was your family's purpose in homeschooling? That is what you want to be pursuing day to day. Another question to ask yourself is, are you teaching basic skills to your child? I'm talking about all sorts of skills, academic skills, life skills. Are you giving your children a basic foundation so that they're prepared for whatever God might call them to in the future? You know, one of the foundational skills is, do your children know how to learn? You don't need to teach them every detail. Help them learn how to learn for themselves, so that they're not expecting to be spoon-fed everything. That way, when they approach something in their life that they know how to figure it out. And it doesn't matter if that happened to be a gap in their homeschool education. A third question, are your children moving forward? Are you progressing? Don't look back to last week or even last month. Look back over time. Are you moving forward? Are they learning? In some seasons, the steps of growth are going to be very small. Celebrate even those small steps. That's still progress. And keep in mind that even in the wintertime, the dormant seeds are still preparing for the growth of spring. There's often growth happening that we don't see in the day-to-day mundane activities of homeschool life. Look in the big picture. Are you moving forward? Another question. Are you searching for each child's individual, unique strengths? That's one of the reasons many of us are homeschooling, is we want to be able to form our child's education to this particular child. Now, there are plenty of basic life skills and academic skills that all of our children need to be exposed to. But then there is a unique way that God has wired each one of them. Now, for some of our children, it's kind of obvious. For others, it takes some time. So are you willing to go on this journey of searching your child and looking for their strengths to help direct them in that path? It's not something that you have to figure out, but is it something that you're looking for? Another question, and this one's actually about you, Mom. Are you learning and growing? Homeschooling is not just about our kids. It's about us as well. A lot of the purposes that God has in your homeschool actually have to do with you, with your heart and your mind. Are you learning? Are you growing? If you are learning and growing, your children are watching and they are going to learn from your model. Are you building a family culture of togetherness? Now, family togetherness is not always a pretty thing. But are you forming these relational bonds, these relationships that are going to continue after your children graduate high school? Homeschool is not all about the academics. It's about the relationships too. So are you building that type of a culture in your home? Another question to ask yourself. Is conversation a natural part of your homeschool days? Now, I'm not talking about all the times that you are talking to your children or the times that everybody's fussing and fighting. Are you taking time to talk with your children and listen to them? Is listening part of your home? Do your children understand respect for other people? And are they learning respect from other people because they feel the respect that you have for them because you'll listen to them? Another question, does your family recognize the importance of learning to manage technology? I want you to notice that I use the word learning in here. This is very much a constantly in process sort of pursuit for our families. But are you recognizing that technology is going to be a part of our life and it will be a very beneficial part in many ways? That's how we're able to share in this podcast. But it's something we have to learn to manage. Is that something that your family is aware of and taking steps to learn? Is your family practicing the importance of margin? Do you take time to rest, time to play? If you have young children, do you allow them to have time to get bored so that they can become creative? Margin is something that our kids are going to need in life. So is that something that you're practicing as a family even now? And one final question. Do you trust that God will be faithful to his promise in Romans 8:28, that he'll take all things and work them together for good? Do you trust that He can take even the mistakes? He can take even the downright failures. And those things too can have good purpose in your children. You know, I know your homeschool is not perfect. None of ours are. I know there's a lot of messes in the middle of homeschool days because I live there too. But as we create this culture of relationship in our homes, as we're looking at the individual strengths of each of our children, we're teaching these basic skills, we're learning to manage things like margin and technology. Through all of this and through all of the messes, we can trust that God will make all things work for good. He will be faithful. And our trust is in Him. It's not in our ability to do everything right. You know, one contrasting question that I hear in a lot of different ways from people around me is, are we as homeschoolers really preparing our children for the real world? You know, it's a question that I hear kind of with a voice of accusation from some people who don't understand the nature of home education. Yeah, but your kids aren't really prepared for the real world. They don't really understand deadlines. They don't understand what it's like to have to get up early and get out at the door every morning. They don't know what it's like to feel like they're being judged with constant, you know, report cards and grades. Are they prepared for the real world? But I have a different question for that one. Do we want to prepare our children for the real world or for real life? Do we want to be preparing them to invest in relationships, in their character, in their spiritual development? I think I want to prepare my kids for real life more than I want to prepare them for the real world. But I think that as we prepare our children for real life, they'll be able and they'll be prepared to handle the real world. Kind of reminds me of this quote from C.S. Lewis in his book, The Joyful Christian, where he says, "Aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you will get neither." Kind of goes back to that question about, is our goal heaven or Harvard? Are we focused on the academics, checking off all the boxes? Are we defining homeschool success, meaning we've got the transcript, they can get the scholarship, they can get the next step of education? Or is our goal the formation of our child who's created in God's image, who has been filled with unique strengths and giftings from God Himself, who has a unique calling and purpose on this earth? Are we focused on that? I think that if we focus on heaven, we focus on preparing our children for real life and relationships, they'll be prepared for what they need here on earth. Yes, there are practical things that we need to do and we need to prepare our children for, but they don't have to be the central focus of how we determine whether we're being successful. So the one step I want to leave you with today is to ask yourself these questions. As you think about these questions, you will probably start to think of others. These are just kind of a springboard to start your thought process of what would make your homeschool successful. If there's a voice in the back of your mind saying you're failing, stop and rethink that definition. What really is success? So ask yourself these questions and then write out a couple of simple thoughts. How will you determine whether your homeschool is a success? I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking at ways that we as homeschool moms can cultivate restful hearts so that we can have restful homeschools. Until then, I pray that you will be able to rest by confidently knowing what your homeschool success will ultimately look like.